Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Bluetooth.
Live?
Yep. We'll be right there. Publish. Close this down. Was published. All right. And here we are. We're live at the Cape Ann Motor Inn at the morning of the 50th anniversary. And they're going to have kind of a party this afternoon, right?
Absolutely. And I'm glad your Good Morning Gloucester is a part of it.
Brad Pierce, Lauren Caputo, Nicole Schraft is with us.
Morning.
Scotty Mack.
Good morning, Gloucester.
I'm your host, Joey Shimataro. And Pat Dalpiaz is on the keyboard back there. Brad, you've been a tremendous part of the community, the business community. You've given so much back, part of Rotary, part of the Chamber. Every time we're at these events, you're front and center. And I know that the Chamber is going to say their piece this afternoon.
Yep.
About how much you've meant to the overall community, and especially the business community. Can you give a little background on how you got involved with the Cape Ann Marina?
Cape Ann Motor Inn?
Cut. We'll edit that in post.
How many times do people do that?
I'll talk about that later.
Yeah, exactly. The Cape Ann Motor Inn. How it's been 50 years, obviously, but how did you get involved?
Well, I've only been here 49. I came down and applied for the job while they were building it, and the person that was building it really couldn't talk to me that much because he was trying to build this hotel, and he did in 30 days. He had 28 guys working for him. He put the whole hotel up in 30 days to meet the season. So I gave my application. I told him I graduated from Norwich University Military School, and he liked that. So he kept it. But he hired a friend of his that was a person years and years ago that was into gambling, and he was losing a lot. So he owed somebody about $50,000. So he robbed
back
a bank.
$50,000 back then?
Right.
Wow.
And that's crazy.
So he robbed a bank and went to jail. So Mr. Burkhardt came up to the Holiday Inn where I was working at the time and said, "We need you." And I go, "How bad do you need me?" And he said, "I'll give you $100 more a week, a car, a company car, and a condo." Well, I never got the condo, but I started working right away for him, and I've been there ever since.
Wow.
That's a great story.
49 years.
Mob guy.
He knows some people that knew some people.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I know you have a ton of stories, and there's been, over the years, there's been a lot of famous people that have stayed here.
Sure, sure.
Could you mention a few of those?
Lena Horne, Cheetah Rivera, Ben Vereen.
Ben Vereen. That's a name.
Bruce, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Chicken George.
Yeah.
And when he left, he yelled out, "Brad, thank you. You've taught me everything I know." And I go, "You're welcome." And
Do we have that on video? Can we splice that in, Pat?
He got in a car accident and broke both of his legs, so he couldn't dance anymore. So he did the college circuit. He was going around all the colleges, and he stayed here because he was dating somebody from Gloucester at the time. So, so we've had Sam Elliott.
Best mustache on film besides Tom Selleck.
I mean, he was saying something to me, and I looked up and I go, "Oh my God." And he wanted a vacancy, and we didn't have one. Paul Newman called and I said, I'm sorry, we're full. And desk clerk called from another hotel saying, you don't have a room for Paul Newman? I said, that was Paul Newman? Is he still there? I can throw somebody out.
You take my room.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. A lot of Bruins have played here by McKenzie, a whole bunch of them. So.
And you guys
had a lot of fun.
You've recently gone through a rental. The rooms have been really updated nicely.
We spent over $100,000 in the last year because my daughter, she's bringing me into the 21st century.
They're good at that, aren't they?
Yeah, you've heard of Facebook and things like that, TripAdvisor and Expedia. She's got me right into the 21st century. I don't even know how to take a reservation anymore. It's so computerized, but we're doing great. We're doing the best year we've ever had. Last year was better than the year before, and people are loving it. All the comments when people make when they leave, they just it's phenomenal.
The place is absolutely magic.
Sure, you'll score the ocean.
Thank you. Thanks for that. Thanks. So this is your view. This is kind of a side view going down the beach. It has a 90 degree. It's built straight towards the beach. And the sound is so, I don't know if they can pick up the sound because the mic is a kind of like, it picks up like from 6 feet pattern. But the sound for us, it's, and if for your guests, I imagine.
Oh, they love it.
They just must. It's so cathartic, right?
Yeah, there's one lady that didn't like it. She said the ocean kept her up all night. I go, what are you doing here? You know?
The ocean, I to me, there's nothing more. If medicinally or holistically, if you're in a bad place, mentally, anxiety or whatever, I defy you to say that if you came here and spent a weekend or even a week, probably be even better, it's even probably slower, and just keep the windows open and relax, I guarantee you at the end of your stay, you're going to feel really
well. Well, if you listen to any of my stories, you're going to need therapy anyway.
I'm glad you mentioned by like the week or by the night, because they do not do it by the hour here, Joe. No, it's not that type of place.
We found out that didn't work.
No, it didn't work.
That was before my time.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm sorry.
Lauren did preface me by saying that, you know, she was nervous about what you were going to be saying.
I know. I'm 73 years old. I pull out in traffic now. I say whatever I want. You know, I don't care anymore.
Just the head of public relations?
Yeah, I know. So I should let her start talking.
You also have a food truck here.
Yeah, we have the cow. I've been here for 3 years now. Mm-hmm. Does some beach food during the good weather, beach weather. Sometimes he will open for breakfast sandwiches, and he has ice cream. It's been a great addition. He's done. Nicole, you can attest to that.
Yeah,
right?
I think for anyone who's not familiar with the Cape Ann Motor and can't see where we're sitting behind us, I think we'd be remiss, right, to not mention the ease and the speed with which you have beach access. You know what I mean? Like you pull in the parking lot, you know, right at the end of the road, super convenient to get to. You walk through one door into your hotel room. Every room has sliding glass doors, and every single room has access to this big, long, beautiful deck with their own couple of chairs out front. And then to get to the beach, depending on what floor you're on, you walk down, you know, 10 steps and you're in the sand. And
walking down,
it's none of that,
barefoot.
Like walking down barefoot from your room, right from your own sliding glass door. Many or if not all of the rooms have at least refrigerators. Many have efficiency kitchens. So we have spent so many different nights here where literally you load up the car, you walk in the back or the front door of the room. You're in the sand, you run back up to get whatever you have in the cooler, you're back in the sand, the food truck's right there. You order a pizza from down the street, it's delivered to the sand there. At the ease and the, you know, it's really truly like one stop.
Well, people don't believe that we're right on the beach, and I have to explain to them, if you fell off your porch, you'd land in the sand. How's that? Right. And they said, oh my God, you're right on the beach. And I said, well, there was a hotel here, the Long Beach Pavilion. And it burnt down at 65, and it was beautiful, bowling alley, dance floor, bar, had everything. And when it burnt down, the fire chief was fighting the fire, and it was his favorite place to come. And someone pointed out to him halfway through the fire, he said, Chief, you don't have any pants on. goes, oh my God, he had a hat and a jacket and boots. He forgot to put his pants on. He was such a hurry to get down here.
Oh my God. That's had a funny, interesting story that this building was built in 28 days. But
38 days.
Yeah. But also, the same exact plans as two other places in town.
Yes, my partner built the Captain's Bounty. He kept the plans and then built this place. And then he went to the marina, Cape Ann Marina, which was previously mentioned.
Erroneously.
He built that place too. So.
You're a quick one.
And then he built the Gull too. So.
Just amazing. That's pretty efficient.
Yeah.
So that was back in the days of zero red tape, I'm sure.
Right.
And well, all up to code.
Well, he poured the foundation before he got a building permit. He goes, you're going to have to give it to me. I've already got a foundation.
So. Lauren and Brad, what's your occupancy here when you're fully?
100%.
Well, no, but I mean, how many people can stay here? How many rooms do you have?
31.
31 rooms.
Yep. So the whole beachfront in front of the Cape Ann Motor Inn is their private beach. If you can see behind us, there's a little, you know, little bit of a fence, nothing of an eyesore, but all the beach in front of them is private.
Yes.
So you have 31 rooms that gets to share this giant expanse of a beach. So not crowded.
Well, for 50 years, we've let the whole neighborhood join us.
Yeah.
I mean, there's signs out there now. And because of COVID, we put the fences up, but we've always let people in the neighborhood, everybody can sit out here. If they're having a problem with playing softball or drinking or loud music, we have the right to ask them to leave.
Yeah.
And if people can cross off our go across our property, go to the ocean, and if they get hurt, we're not liable because we have people can cross our property to get to the ocean. So, nice. So we're
speaking of joining us, people will be joining us here this evening.
Yes, I mean, if you look at that beach now, it's going to be standing room only about 5 o'clock. So hope everybody has a chance to come down. We have free food and
you have live music.
Live music. The band starts at 5.
Yep, the Spins.
Yeah. Yeah, Spins?
Great band.
Yeah. Spins, yeah.
Okay. And we'll have a great time. We've got a ribbon cutting and with the chamber, and we've got cake cutting from Donut Jim's. We have prizes for everybody. So gifts.
Prizes?
Gifts. And stuff.
Contests?
Yes. Well, no contest. Not going to go there. I'm too old for
contests?
That.
Contests?
Well, there was, so speaking of that, there was, I didn't realize this. You have bikini contests here.
Yes.
And well, then he had to add Macho Man after.
Oh, yeah. The first 20 years, people were going to the gas station and getting gas and saying, how do you get to the Cape Ann Motor Inn? And they'd send them to Essex Avenue. And I said, well, we got to get the word out a little bit more. So I think I had over 20 bikini contests in a row over 20 years. We had jet skis. We had windsurfing. We had Hobie Cats. The Hobie Cats were so pretty with all the sails out here that we made the front cover of Yachting Magazine, which goes from coast to coast.
Absolutely.
And so we've had a lot of fun. We're broadcasting live. 1 year, Miller Beer gave me 55 cases of beer, and we only went through 5. And I called them up, and I said, what do you want me to do with the other 50? They go, there aren't any more. And I go, you know, I got 50. No, you don't, Brad. You don't have any left. And I go, so I filled up my truck and went through town. I saw the chief of police, called him over. He took 2 cases. We just went right through town giving beer away to all the people I recognized.
Why wouldn't he?
<That's> Miller beer.
That's great.
I also noticed there's these really nice white lawn chair, you know, beach chairs.
Sure, yeah.
Loungers. Those are available for your guests as well.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, that's a nice feature.
And 2 chairs in front of every room you can take down to the beach.
You know, it's great when you don't have to lug a chair to the beach.
Yeah.
Because you already have it here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Cape Ann SUP is here as well, right?
Yes. Yeah, they're here for the season.
How does that work? They have a little space in your parking lot?
Yeah, they set up a little tent over the corner.
Yeah.
And they have someone manning it all summer long, but right now, since it's really slow, they're not open fully just yet, but if you call and make a reservation, they will come and meet you. And you can do a lesson.
And they're doing very well. Yeah.
Yeah.
They love it here.
Yeah, they've been a great addition to our community.
Yes. Sup. Dominic and Annalise.
Sup.
Yeah. So how did, so did you want to tell the people how you met your wife?
My first wife.
I got to say, which one?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I went to the Holiday Inn to apply for the job, and she was standing next to the innkeeper, and she goes, Hire him. So I got the job. And 2 months later, I was her boss. And then 3 months later, I was her boss's boss. And I just kept getting promoted. I loved it. I was a maitre d' in the lounge. bartending, assistant night auditor. I was sleeping on maintenance. I was sleeping on a cot in the maintenance room because they had to open up at 7:30 the next morning. And one story about her, a funny story, is someone came up and asked her a question, and she said, oh, yes, go down the end of the hall and go all the way to the end. There'll be a lady there to assist you. And he goes, what? He goes, what you asked me for, the restaurant? He goes, no, the restrooms.
Oh, mom's going to kill you.
Full service. Yeah. Full service holiday.
Now, my wife now is a very lovely wife from, where's the camera? From Rockport. Her name is Lindsay, and we're having a lot of fun.
She's a wonderful woman. I know your wife. Yeah. Met her.
Oh, mm-hmm. She's got a big heart. She'll be here this afternoon handing out candy to all the kids.
Oh, so, very nice.
Okay.
She will not be assisting the restrooms.
No.
I can't believe the story behind it. 38 days to build this start to finish. What kind of a crew they must have had.
Oh, my God. They were sheetrocking and popcorning the ceiling before they even had the bathrooms in on the third floor. It just kept going up in teams, and he was such a carpenter. He did all the deck houses on the North Shore, and there were packages that would show up. I'd help him unload them. We put them together. He was quite a carpenter. He owned Lobster Cove Market, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Now it's that fantastic restaurant, Talise.
Talise,
yes. Right? Yeah. Have you been there?
No, I haven't yet.
Gotta go. Fantastic. We love those people. They've been very nice to us, haven't they? Did you didn't go to that podcast?
I didn't. No, thank you. I didn't go to that podcast.
Nicole Dinah jumped down my throat.
She must have been on assignment.
She must have been on assignment. Yeah, that's right. So, are you sold out for the summer? Do you have availability?
We're filling up fast for next year.
Yes.
Yeah. People, before they leave, they make reservations for next year because they don't want to miss their date, their room, their whatever.
That's a nice feeling, huh?
Yes. We have a lot of regular customers that we love to see.
And we take their pictures and we put them in our photo album. They love it.
And they used to come once a year. Now they're coming twice a year.
They're the same thing with lobster customers. For decades.
Generation after generation.
Exactly. You see these kids with
So I walk the beach once a year, and while I'm walking, I hear people say, you know, Grandma used to work for him. Oh my God, he's still alive? So I only do it once a year now. It's too depressing.
Can you talk a little bit about your involvement with the Chamber?
I've been past president, Small Businessman of the Year. Been active in the chamber for 47 years, I think. It was the best thing I ever did. That and the Rotary Club, because you meet so many nice people, and I love dealing with people. I have so many friends over the years. My daughter has as many friends as I have. She's unbelievable how many friends she has. She's going to be the incoming president of the chamber next year.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Although, and by the way, Brad, I'll be 47 this year.
47.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So people always ask me, and I'd like you to speak to this, Lauren. I'm going to put the mic right because I know you're kind of a quiet talker. But but I'd like to, so give your 2-minute pitch, because I have my 2-minute pitch why people should join the chamber. I want to hear your 2-minute pitch why people should join the chamber.
Okay. Well, I feel it's a great way to network with amongst the communities. It's a nonprofit that gives back so much to now all 5 communities, because now Ipswich is included with our greater KBAN Chamber of Commerce. And they do so much. And a lot of people don't know exactly what they do for the community. You know, government, there's councils and committees that everyone is able to join. And you learn so much, and it's just, I love being involved. I love the networking events and meeting new people.
Seminars.
Yeah, learning.
Have you been involved in any of that next generation?
Yes, I have. I've done
that
too.
Can you explain that? Because I know that there's a push to get younger.
Yes, we're trying to get the young entrepreneurs involved, and we have a great core group right now, but we're always looking to build, and we have probably 4 to 5 large events a year. I have a beach party here in September, normally at the end of the season. And, you know, it's just great that we all get together and know, that's where you find your insurance company, or that's where you find your photographer.
Your DJ.
Yeah. It's just a great way to see people and find, you know, use local businesses.
Yeah.
And so
you get so much out of it if you participate.
Yeah, you have to participate.
And even if you don't, if you're just a member of the chamber, that money helps raise the economy, and which helps everybody.
Yes, like right now we're Small Business Week, well, 2 weeks, and the big finale luncheon on Friday, we're giving away 5 scholarships to local seniors and seniors in high school. And so that's great. Did you?
Mia McCarthy, our friend Trish is on the from Rockport.
I thought you were alluding to that you were a senior and you received some.
I thought that's what I thought. I was like, I should be McCarthy and I. is what I was going to say, they're going to take the money right back. But now I know what you were saying.
I think one of your frequent flyers, Kathy Barlow, is chiming in to say hi.
Wonderful, Kathy. We missed her this week. She was supposed to be here.
So we'll see you soon. One of our regular viewers.
Yes.
Kathy.
How's our audio? If somebody could chime in, how's the audio sound today?
I haven't gotten any comments.
Yeah, no, I think we have four bars here. So
excellent.
Good. I think to go back to the chamber for a second too. I think not only is it important to be a member because of how much it helps the community, but I think a lot of people aren't aware. And so Harbor Light Montessori has been a member of the Cape Ann Chamber for the last few years, but also the Beverly Chamber. And I think it's important that businesses know what it affords you as far as advertising and events. If we have something happening at school that's open to the greater community, they're the first ones to put it up on their calendar events. It shows up in their weekly newsletter. It shows up in their website. And the free advertising that comes with that. I mean, you pay your membership, obviously, which again, I feel like it's kind of like your civic duty. If you're a part of a community, you pay for that monthly or that annual membership, but we put anything up there and it's up there within like a couple of hours on their schedule and in their letter.
I think Brad really hit it home. If you participate, it's the benefits you'll get are exponentially. We'll come back to you exponentially.
Yeah.
And if you don't, I the way I feel about the chamber is the business community, I feel, needs to have a group that is recognized by the politicians. Like, so when there are issues that come up, you have a voice, because so many business people are so busy. Like when my season starts, I'm not just about to get crazy. I'm going to be going to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting home between 5 and 7 o'clock at night. For me, 6 days a week. That one day off I have, I'm not necessarily going to be able to go to meetings or anything like that. But I know that there is a group that, in the case of some type kind of tax classification or zoning or something, we have a voice, that isn't going to get run roughshod over because everybody's standing alone on and doesn't have the time or the energy to fight these battles.
So yes. True.
I think that's critical.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
The governance committee at the chamber, they do the tax.
Tax classification.
Every year. It's a thing.
Ken is amazing.
Room tax.
Ken really is fantastic. Yeah. And Ken, that's a difficult, being in Ken's job is a difficult job because you have to handle a lot of egos. And he does it with class and grace.
and he's
great guy.
He is a great guy, and he has the right temperament for it, because you have to have a certain amount of patience. Because I don't know that I could do it.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure you could. You can see the patience as being head of GMG here when we all get together on production. But
yeah, every time, like 15 minutes before we go live, I'm a different animal.
Yeah,
I think everyone.
All of us are ready.
Don't feed the bear.
All of us.
Yeah. I would say all of us.
I think that's fair to say.
I was fine.
Thank you, Lauren. Yeah, so they love to poke fun at me.
A number of things wash up on this beach over the years.
You have? Like what?
Well, bottles with notes in it.
Loaded question.
Have you?
Messages in bottles?
Sure. Whales, minke whale we had a few years ago, a torpedo, not a torpedo, well, we had a torpedo. And we had a landmine, a water mine, a harbor mine, you know, one of those round ones with the spikes sticking out.
Wow.
That washed up. We roped off the area, evacuated the area. The guy from Boston came out, drove right on the beach, went right up to her and kicked it. And he goes, it's okay. And that was the professional we've been waiting for all day, you know. And
any square grouper ever show up?
No. Deer. We had deer, fox. We have a coyote once in a while. You know.
No, I mean a deer one.
You had a deer wash up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we have sharks, minke whales, everything. Yeah, we had one whale that the New England Aquarium showed up, took samples, and said, well, good luck with that. And I go, whoa, aren't you taking it with you? He goes, no, it's yours now. And I go, I don't want it.
It's yours
they
now.
Stink, too.
Oh, they do.
They stink. All their, you know, their innards, their gases kind of build up.
And we have a beach cam that watches the beach every night or during the day, and my brother-in-law from California called and said, the whale's leaving. And I go, what do you mean it's leaving? The tide came up high enough that it went out like this. It looked like it was swimming away, but it didn't have teeth or eyes. Or it was dead. But it went out to sea and never came back.
Wow.
I was like, thank God.
Any cement shoes ever wash up?
No. Clothes, you know, certain things. But
yeah, but we do have a live beach cam that all of our guests love.
Live beach cam?
Yes, yeah. Right on our website.
That's great. What's the link for that?
Well, it's on our website, Hit Beach Cam.
On our website, yep. It just has the link. So
the surfers love it. They don't have to get out of bed if the surf's not up.
The surfers use it all the time.
Absolutely.
Lots of surfers buy you.
Especially on storms.
Yes.
People love to get
it.
So, Pat, did you put the website up on a link? Or are you having trouble with us?
KPMMotoring.com.
Yeah, thank you. If you put it up, I'll do it again.
Yeah, if you could do that again so people could find the webcam. Right now, here, this is what you might see, right?
Yeah, there's about 15 surfers. Maybe not 15. I don't know. I have a structured view over here.
Six
surfers over there.
See, that's a big one. Alcoholic see double.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's good.
Do we have time for one interesting story? Or?
Yeah, we have plenty of time.
Okay. I like you said, I could write a book. It just goes on and on and on. But there was one night that one of my desk clerks had a little bit too much to drink, and she called me and said, you got to come over here because the Germans are in one of these rooms, and they know what I did, and they know who I am, and you got to come over here. And I said, no, go back to bed. And she goes, no, I'm not. You've got to come over. So I said, all right, I'm on my way, and I went over. And she took me up to the third floor, and she goes, they're in there. And I said, no, that's Henry's room. And she goes, no, they're in there. So I knocked on the door, and you've got a picture of this guy, Henry, coming to the door, tying up his bathrobe. His hair is everywhere. He goes, what? And I said, see, this is Henry. And Henry goes, Brad, you can check in as many nuts into this hotel as you want, but don't feel obligated to come up and introduce them all to me. He slammed the door in my face.
Oh my God.
Crazy Henry. That was years and years ago.
You want to get together with Nicole and actually write this book.
Let's do it.
That would be a great idea.
I would love to do that.
Nicole needs more projects.
I know, right? She's
add that to the list. Going on already.
Lauren, do you
I have a boy and a girl.
Oh,
my
really?
Daughter plays varsity hockey for the high school.
Yep.
And my son, he's last year as a midget, I think. Oh no, he's got one more year as a midget.
He'll be a midget
for Cape Ann.
He'll be a midget next year.
Yeah,
right. For the first time.
He's in the golf right now. He's doing great golfing.
So my wife is a hockey mom.
Yeah.
And you guys.
Yeah.
I know your hockey people are a different breed. but you also, a lot of times you hear, they all say the same thing. They wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. Yep. It's great. I mean, I mourn when hockey season ends.
Well, field hockey is next.
Oh, field hockey.
Oh, my gosh. She's tremendous in field hockey.
You know, I love
Aria. Yeah. And Jack, what a golfer, because he did play hockey. The hand-ball-eye coordination, he cranks that right up and slaps that ball. It's amazing. He's beating me now. So
really?
Yeah. Wow, he's only 14.
Yep.
He's 14. Got a career in golf.
But the local hockey program is really something special.
It is in Gloucester, yeah.
It really, really is. And I think it's one of the best organizations for young people. The lessons that they're getting, you know, beyond the physical stuff.
Yeah.
the way that these young men and women are handling themselves, it's pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of people that are, you know, over the years have are a part of that hockey, Gloucester hockey community. Rockwood too.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole, did you want to speak to it a little bit?
Sure. I mean, again, another example of great volunteerism and community effort to get those kids on the ice all the time. I mean, it starts with the Learn to Skate program and then the cross ice, and it's all volunteers who are there early Saturday and Sunday morning to get these kids to fall in love with a sport that then leads to a lot of travel hockey and a lot of opportunity for families to really bond and come together and do tournaments. And you know, you don't want me to, but I could go on forever about all the benefits that it's not just about playing the sport. I mean, the lessons that these kids get from interacting as a team and with parents and with grandparents. And I always say even just like learning to check into a hotel and to thank the desk clerk and the people while they travel, they learn so much. It's so much a part
of
my
too.
Kids. Yes. Yeah, my
so
kids'
did you
childhood.
Post a photo? Was it you that posted a photo like after there's a baseball game and they're both hockey kids?
Yeah.
Like on opposing teams, they're sitting down after the game, hanging out.
They were in the hot tub. It was Thatcher and Kate Cooper. Yeah, Thatcher plays baseball and hockey for Essex Tech, and Kate plays baseball and hockey for Gloucester, and they've been friends forever, just much like my boys and Jack. And after the game, they played each other, Essex Tech won, and then we went over to the Coopers, and they sat in the hot tub, you know, and talked about their season. Yeah, it's great.
And win or lose, they all, both teams hug and high five, and
you know what I said after that is Essex Tech, Thatcher's team, and Cade's team played two hockey games against each other and two baseball games against each other. And Essex Tech won one of each and Gloucester won one of each. So it was nice.
I have some bad news to share. I have to leave.
Oh.
However, I have some good news to share too. Brad and Lauren are going to shift down and you're going to catch Brad's good side now.
That wasn't my good side.
I just want to say thank you guys for having me anyway and then continue on with Joey, Nicole, and Pat.
And I'll see you tonight.
And I will see you tonight, yes.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you guys.
Oh, this isn't my
everybody
good side.
Everybody be careful.
Just
this is going to be Joey's.
Right
little
line.
Oh, my gosh.
We call this a line shift. This is a line shift.
They just saw my bad side.
Jackie Shimataro LaFlam says she's a hockey nana and she's a proud hockey nana. And says hi to Nicole. Love the Kathy Barlow says loves the beach cam. Everybody says Kathy Barlow's husband is in trouble because that's why they didn't show up.
Oh, because they didn't show up.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I was like, I'm
worried about the weather. Right?
Oh, that's no excuse.
I hate to point out how beautiful the weather is.
Yeah,
right now.
So don't let's show them this.
It was 2 days of fake outs. The last two days, it called for rain.
Sure.
Yeah. And it rained like just for the morning, and the afternoons were absolutely gorgeous.
Big improvement. Yes.
Yeah. Just here you go, Kathy Barlow. That's what you're missing right now.
Unlike the Cape Ann Motor, and I don't have any windows in my office, so often I'll go to work at 7:45 in the morning, and then step out and be like, when did this happen? It's like 90 degrees and beautiful. If you stay here, you don't ever have that issue because you can see the beautiful weather all day long.
365 days of the year, I look at this over 49 years. And it changes every day.
Are you guys open year-round?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
So not every place is open year-round.
Right, we're one of the only ones.
So this is actually, this would be an absolute great place to come for a storm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're not directly on the beach. We're directly on the ocean at that time.
The beach is gone. Pat was saying that she stayed here during, a hurricane once?
Yes.
Really?
When our kids were young.
Oh, nice.
We stayed right here, and it happened to be a weekend that there was a big hurricane storm. So it was, I have pictures of the kids standing against the railing in front of our room watching.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the ocean's never come into the rooms at all.
Yeah.
In 50 years. The ocean comes up as high as this, but we're higher than the parking lot, and the parking lot's higher than the street. So it's gone 500 or 600 yards down the street without coming into our room. So we're very lucky.
Yeah,
I have a bone to pick with that first.
We've had the news channels stay here during storms, like Channel 7 and Fox. And I just had a customer last weekend that said, I saw you on the news. We had to come check you out. So I was like, great, thank you.
Yeah, we've been on 4, 5, 7, and 25, and 10.
They'll stay right here and rent rooms.
Well, I can't imagine a better spot. Because the hotel downtown is like kind of inside, so you're not really getting the full brunt of what's actually happening.
Yeah.
And right here, they, if they have their equipment in their room or whatever, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to set up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do they ever set up right along?
Yes.
So they have a nice cover, too.
We've had them go up to the third floor looking down. It's been incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And we're so protected from Thatcher Island and Milk Island and the point over here that, you know,
but
it
still gets
nasty. This is the most sand we've ever had, I think, at the point.
Yeah.
Really?
We lose about 4 or 5 feet of sand every year, and it comes back. And hasn't started to come back too much yet in the middle of the beach, but it will by July.
Really? Well, that's interesting because they dredged the Anasquam River.
Yeah.
And I have reports from some of my posts that, like, it's all just back to where it was. All the money that they spent.
Wow.
It's scary. Yeah.
I think we did have one storm. We had to buy sand.
Well, yeah. The governor said, Brad, you have until
years ago.
April 2nd to make repairs to protect your building. So I forgot how many yards of sand I got. It was 18 truckloads.
Wow.
And I put it right in front of the whole hotel.
Yeah.
So we're going to donate. Well, we have guests that have been on the program before that have donated prizes for people that have shared that share the podcast. We're going to raffle them off at the end of the podcast. So you can hand them to me, Pat, and I'll put them on. Actually, you'll be right in front of that camera.
Why don't I do this? Just tell me how it looks.
Yep,
so we have a
Bluefin Blowout
t-shirt, size small. It's an adult size.
But it looks more like a medium.
It fits like
a medium.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a dry fit
material.
It's
nice and roomy. It's dry fit material. Very nice.
Yeah.
And we have this beautiful hat. Oh, it's sealed up, so I don't want to take it out of the package.
High quality, though. Cape Ann Sea Salt.
Cape Ann Sea Salt hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I saw you talking to Anna Eves the other day, so this... guessing this is where that came from.
That's exactly where it came from.
So yeah, so it's awesome. So those are the prizes today.
And we'd like to thank them for donating those prizes. That was very generous of them. This afternoon though, people are going to be able to come down here. You tell people to come down around 4:30.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a band. There's going to be food. It's going to be the chamber's going to do a little thing.
Ribbon cutting.
And
cutting the cake of the 50th anniversary.
Donut Jim's, was it?
Yeah.
There you go. What kind of cake?
Well, it's half chocolate, half vanilla, but it's a big sheet cake with our picture on it and a big 50 on it.
Nice.
So, Jim. Jim's doing a great job. He's my hero.
He's your hero, huh?
Yeah, I love donuts.
Donuts in the lobby right now,
yeah,
right?
Donut
delicious.
Jim,
I have half of one.
Yeah.
I can't lie. It was pretty good.
His bagels are fantastic, too.
Yeah, we do donuts every morning, and my mom makes muffins and scones breakfast. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a scone. It was fantastic.
Oh, good.
You know what I like about a scone? They're not like dust.
Yeah.
They're moist.
They're moist.
Good scone.
A lot
good
of blueberries.
Scones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does Howard Fish know about that?
No. Well, no. I don't want to embarrass him.
you know the inside joke about Howard Fish, the blueberry pancake,
Rotary Club.
No.
Only 8 blueberries per
pancake.
Oh,
is that what happens?
He counts them.
Yeah.
You put more than 8 blueberries in a pancake.
That's just a challenge. We should find out whoever can find the pancake with 10 blueberries wins a prize or something.
Yeah, then we got to have an audit.
Yeah, that's right. He's still going.
Yeah.
Jesus, amazing.
Yeah.
Have you ever been up in his office to see all the clocks?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be here tonight because right now he's at a clock convention in Maine.
Wow.
And he said, Brad, I'm so sorry. I want to be here for it.
You know? Priorities.
Yeah.
Those clocks are his life.
Yeah.
It's all about it.
Can we talk about my bone to pick with these two? They mentioned all the famous people that have stayed here. You know who they didn't mention?
Nicole
Schrapp? No. Well, yeah, they didn't mention me. I stay here often. But, no, who's our famous person from the other Gloucester?
Benjamin.
After he finished running 85 million marathons in a row, stayed here. But the reason I mentioned that is because they were struggling, if you remember, to find a place to stay. They changed their finishing point to Gloucester, Massachusetts, when they were going to finish up in Maine. Look at these beads. Yep. And they were having some trouble finding accommodations, not just for Jamie, but for his now wife and whatever else. And I reached out to Lauren, who I'm sure ran it by Brad, and without a blink of an eye, not only did they put them up for 4 or 5 nights, but did not charge them a penny.
Very sweet.
Very, very. We do that in the wintertime, too. And if the policeman can find somebody that's, you know, it's below 30 degrees and they need a place to stay, we should bring them down. Oh, wow. The mayor has thanked us numerous times, helping to put in families that are fire victims and, wow, you know, yeah, homeless.
I went, so after that, I went to Gloucester, England, and I stayed with them.
Oh, that was right before COVID.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
And Gloucester, England is a lot like Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
It's kind of a, well, it's not gritty, isn't the right word. Gloucester used to be a little bit more gritty, but it's kind of a working town.
Working town.
Yeah. And it has a lot of pubs and a lot of great restaurants and a lot of great hotels. It's a little on the older side. It still has character and big cathedral.
I'm hoping to get there.
I don't know if it was like super special to me because it was Gloucestershire, and I had the personal escort of these people who were super fun.
Yeah.
There's probably better places, but I couldn't imagine a better. I had an incredible time.
Yeah.
So, but like, you know, you put like Rome into the mix, the Amalfi Coast into the mix, the Greek islands, and Gloucester. It's a tough call to not go to one of those, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
We've had the mayor of Gloucestershire County or Gloucester stay here numerous times. He brings his chain with him.
Yeah.
And he brought his sergeant with him. They have a gold chain also. And you know, there were people that stayed here from Gloucester, England, that thought they had the fisherman's statue. I said, no, we've got it. It's so big. I mean, 300,000 people, I think, over there.
Yeah. But they're not on the ocean.
No. They're
river.
On the water, though. What is it? The Severn River.
The Severn River. And it's really, it's more of a canal than a river.
Yeah.
And there's a basin in the middle of Gloucester. And it's like kind of a courtyard that's built around the basin and all mill buildings that have been, just like a lot of the mill buildings around here that have been converted into like, you know, cool upstart businesses and stuff, and restaurants and stuff. Whereas I bet you 30 or 40 years ago, you probably didn't want to walk around
that area,
those areas. Yeah. And now it's like really awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, so tonight is the night. Come on down 4:30 and celebrate with Brad and Lauren.
Yeah. We've got plenty of room.
Yeah.
Plenty of parking, free parking.
Yes, down at Beachland Ave.
And all the neighbors say they're coming.
Beachland Ave.
You know the lot right before us on the left hand, Pratt.
Just before you get to us, take a left, and it's right there.
Yeah. Nice.
Rick's been great. Every time we have a major event or a party, he's always donated.
Yeah.
He's another
great.
One of those guys.
Yeah.
He's been around forever. I see him. He's still working.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's still getting after it.
Yeah.
Like, what keeps him going? I don't want to
this
do
view.
It.
This view.
There you go.
49 years.
49 yeah. years. All right. Well, do you have anything else you want to go?
No. I'm excited for tonight. Thankful that I know they're busy and they let us come in this morning and took the time to sit with us.
Yes.
I know they have a lot of things racing through their heads that they need to be doing right now.
Yeah.
So I'm very glad. Thank
you.
We're going
to need more ketchup, I think, for
this
the hot
great.
Dog.
More ketchup.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
More ketchup. A couple coolers.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Don't forget to draw.
Yeah.
We have six shares so far.
We'll do the drawing right now.
Well, Joey does draw. You said bring your own beach chair, right? That's
yes.
the only, because
that's
obviously.
Yep. Sit on the beach anywhere and just hear the music.
Yeah.
And come
that's
up
great.
For a hot dog.
Nice.
Minnesota.
Excellent.
Let's see. Let's see.
Is that
you said six,
pal?
Six.
The beach towel.
Do you want to do
it? Shirt and
beach
towel?
Yeah.
Beach so towel. Let us know.
Right now?
We're
yeah.
Visible.
Hold on 1 second.
No, we'll do it. We'll check it for the next
Okay, time. Good. Okay.
All right.
Yep.
So we'll mention. So, Brad, what did you have to do? You had to say something.
Oh, we'd like to donate a beach towel.
Okay, yep. So we're gonna do this one, so we have more exposure on the
okay.
very next podcast.
Okay,
all right.
So tune into the next one.
So make sure you watch the next one if you want to win this.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
that is nice.
It's a nice quality beach towel. It's
right.
There you go.
So Pat will take that, and we'll do that at the next podcast.
That'd right. be great.
Right. Here we go. So the way this works, if you shared it and type shared, you are in this. You're numbered. Pat is holding the numbers. And we will, and so the two prizes are the shirt and the hat. And the first person that responds gets their.
And I will bring them. I am at Castaways Vintage Cafe tomorrow for the marketplace.
So
9 to 4. I will bring them with me. You can pick them up there if you like. Okay.
And Pat's going to have all her awesome stuff there.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Oh, I don't know if you can see that. It's like a
silhouette.
You're
going to have to help me because I can't see that.
All right, they're going to have to. Take my word for it. You know what? I'll just move the camera.
Okay.
Dun.
Oh, geez.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, that's a good shot right there.
Yeah, that's not a bad shot.
I mean, the ocean's nicer, but oh, now okay. I can see it. Okay.
Here we go. Ready, and...
Number four is Jackie Chimtaro LaFlop.
And there's two more people sharing.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to add two more people. I'm going to add it to eight for the second one. All right, so we have up to eight for this one. You have the numbers, right, Pat?
I do.
Okay, so this is, and whoever answers first gets their first pick, shirt or hat.
Number eight is Nicole Caden. So
who just got in under the wire.
It pays to come in late. So shirt or hat, and I will have them at the Castaways Vintage Market from 9 till 4 tomorrow. Sometimes they close a little early if the weather is iffy, so... try to get there early.
All right, and don't forget 4 o'clock, 4:30. Come on down here. You can park in the Pratt's parking lot. Is there a sign there?
Yeah, there'll be a sign.
There'll be a sign. Okay, plenty of parking, so don't let that
deter
you.
Bring your beach chair, definitely. Yeah.
All right, that worked out great because the two different people just responded and they each wanted
the different
things.
So sure.
All right, here we go. We're going to go out. Today, we're going to go out with the country singer. What was her name again? Annie Brooks.
Annie Brooks.